let's see, of the...
Supposedly he has a lot of stuff in his pockets, and the pocket looks like this.
Pockets full.
Okay, and you say, look at his pockets...
Sticking out.
Or...
Bulging.
Okay. And if you wash something new and it...
Shrinks.
All right, you ever use anything else? Draw it?
Use something to keep it from drawing?
No, do you ever say draw up, or do you always say shrink?
I always usually say draw up.
I see. Mm-hmm. And,
You usually say, well, when you wash it, you won't be able to wear it. That's what they'll say.
I see.
They mean it'll shrink or draw up.
And if some girl going to a party, you say, well, look at her, she's all
dressed up.
And for small coins, you carry a
purse.
All right. And around the wrist, the woman wears a
bracelet.
All right, and around her neck?
Necklace.
And suppose...
Beads.
All right, suppose they're just imitation pearls. Let's say, she has a...
String of pearls.
Okay, you ever say a string of beads, or...
Yeah, string of beads.
How about a pair of beads?
What?
A pair of beads.
Pair of beads, but it wouldn't be but one, would it?
I don't know. That's I'm curious.
One string.
Sometimes a pair of beads means the entire thing. And I'm wondering in this area whether a pair of beads means a whole necklace or...
Well, I think it does, but I don't think it means two necessarily.
No.
But that's what we say. Yes, she had a pair of beads on.
I see. Mm-hmm. And the man doesn't wear a belt, he has to wear...
Suspenders or galluses.
All right, okay. And when it rains, you hold a...
Umbrella.
All right. Over, you make a bed, and the last thing you put over it to make it look nice is a what?
Bedspread.
All right. And...
We used to use pillow shams. Have you ever seen a pillow sham?
No, in fact, I wish you'd describe it.
Close that off and I'll show you what it is.
We were discussing the shark's bed. Would you describe that again, please?
Well, you would always save your shucks when you shucked your corn to, say, to go to mill, and you'd still have the shucks on. Well, you'd have a shuck pen and put all your shucks in that pen, probably in the barn, and then you would sew cloth together, like two sheets together, or pieces of domestic, or they had what they called bed ticking. It was thicker than domestic, and their sheet, and you would leave a hole through the middle, just not sew all of it together, and have a bottom, and that top would have the open part, and you'd use scissors to cut the hard part of the bottom of the shuck off. And then you'd strip the shucks in pieces about a half an inch wide and put them in that tick. And then you could sleep on that shuck tick, or if you wanted straw, oats or wheat straw, you could put straw in your bed. And it wasn't too bad, but if you wanted a softer bed, well, you put a feather bed on.